Upon arriving at the police station, I was introduced to Detective John, who ordered the male police officer to uncuff me. I inquired with the detective if I could clean off the dried blood that was streaked around my lips. He informed me that it was not permissible, as the crime scene investigation team needed to gather and record the evidence related to the attempted sexual assault. I was taken to the medical room inside the police station for a forensic medical examination. The examiner photographed the dried blood around my lips, the discolorations on my face, the scrapes on my arms and neck, and the tiny bald patch on my head where my attacker had yanked my hair. The examiner swabbed the inside of my mouth and lips to collect the blood sample of my assailant. After the CSI team thoroughly documented my injuries and collected evidence, they allowed me to rinse my mouth with one solution and clean around my mouth and lips with a different one. I was not charged for incapacitating my attacker, thus I was spared for the ordeal of a mugshot and fingerprinting. I chose not to press charges of attempted rape against my attacker. I believed that he, Gavin, had learned his lesson about forcing his thing in a woman's mouth. I finally sat down with Detective John to recount the assault by Gavin, whom I now referred to as Judas. I kept crying, and tears mixed with snot ran down my face as Detective John handed me tissue after tissue. He was polite, kind, and gentle in his words. A few desks away, I could see and hear the male police officer who had handcuffed me, female police officers, and detectives discussing my assault. I was taken aback when they burst into laughter after a policewoman commented, "She bit his thing. I bet he won't try that with another woman." After I finished my statement to Detective John, he suggested that perhaps you should consider changing your lifestyle, returning to school, reading more since you enjoy it, volunteering, or attending church. Just then, my loyal neighbor, Jeffrey, arrived at the police station to escort me home. I was apprehensive about returning home, fearing my attacker might come back. At that moment, I decided to follow Detective John's advice to change my lifestyle and start attending church, as I had grown up with a strong understanding of God and his son, Jesus. I concluded that only positive outcomes are associated with worshiping, believing in, and having faith in Jesus, as well as committing to live by his teachings. Detective John informed me that Gavin, the person who attacked me, was at the hospital and the doctor had to stitch his thing because I bit deep into it. The repercussions of my actions in fighting back and injuring Gavin paled in comparison to the profound and shocking events that unfolded for him afterward. Tune in tomorrow, where mischief never sleeps. Thanks for listening to Mia Z. Edwards, Diaries.